This is the Perfectly Mentored Podcast with your host, Jason Portnoy.
What was so attractive to you about TikTok that you saw that trend and you jumped on it?
Yeah, it's a great question. The thing is I've written twice about things, but I've also been writing about a lot of things. So you only hear about the things you're right about, right? So yeah.
This show, we only talk about the things you're right about.
Yeah, only the good things. Makes it seem like an oracle.
Entrepreneurs don't fail. Big influencers don't fail.
You never talked about my Vine agency. I went all in on the Vine, started an agency, it failed. I didn't do that. But, you know, with TikTok, for me, I was very anti-TikTok for a long time. I was very resistant to it. Which is unusual for me because usually I'm pretty keen to get into things, especially back then. I've gotten a lot more pessimistic as I've gotten older. Maybe it's being a parent. I don't know. I got more pessimistic about things and maybe it was a crypto crash, certain things where I'm just like, I'm going to hold off and wait. Even with AI, I was like not diving in right out of the gate. But with TikTok, I was resistant to it. Didn't really get it. Didn't really understand it. Facebook banning me definitely, it forced me to look at things differently. And for me, it was like, okay, I've built my entire career on Facebook. I've spoken on Facebook on the biggest stages. I've taught 10,000 plus people how to run Facebook ads, all this stuff. And I got banned from Facebook. And it's like, if it's happening to me, it's happening to lots of people. And so out of necessity, I kind of started looking around because I got bored. I was like, well, what do I do now? We have still team members on Facebook, but I can't do it. So what do I do with my time? And I looked around and said, like, there's got to be something. Like, it can't just be a duopoly. And I saw, hey, well, Amazon's beginning to grow. Like, the duopoly was fading already. And now we know it's definitely cracked. But, like, it was already starting to crack. You saw Walmart and Target beginning to grow their own internal in-house ad networks. And I kept seeing TikTok. It just kept popping. I kept seeing every kind of month, every quarter reports coming out of their user growth, their numbers. And they reach out to me and they scheduled a demo to show their ad platform that they were working on. And it was impressive. And I saw they shared a lot of confidential numbers about their user growth and their, like, now it's all common knowledge, but back then, like, people didn't really understand the time on app, like all the stats that we now know. They were showing that to me. And I was like, this is insane. Like, the amount of hours kids are spending on here, the growth in older demos that's growing on here, like all this stats. And for me to look at, like,
was this still TikTok time? Or because, like, I remember Musically. Like,
yeah, it was after. So it was okay. TikTok, officially TikTok. Yep. So it wasn't Musically anymore. It was the current app as it stands today. And I really look for two things. If I'm going to invest time on an ad platform basis, one is the ad platform good? Meaning, have they built a good foundation? Are they hiring the right people, recruiting the right people, investing heavily in the tech? Doesn't have to be Facebook level yet, because Facebook has a massive head start, but, like, is there a path to that? And then two is the user base. Is the user base big enough for this to be a viable alternative to a Facebook? And both of those answers were yes for the first time I looked at a platform. Because listen, there's plenty of platforms out there like Snap or Pinterest or Twitter, or other platforms that have decently good ad platforms. And I know people that do very well on Pinterest and other platforms. They're just not big enough, right? If you want to, Facebook has, what, 3 billion across Messenger, WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook. So TikTok was getting close to that billion user mark. Like, once you get to the billion mark, you're here to stay. You're not going anywhere, at least in a short period of time. So those are the two indicators that I saw. And then when I saw the demo, and then I saw the people they were hiring, they were saying, we're recruiting this person from Meta's ad team, this person from Google's ad team. I was like, they're taking this really seriously. They have a lot of funding as well from ByteDance. They have this massive corporate kind of ownership structure. And so I said, yeah, this looks interesting. We're getting special treatment too. They're going to give us access, which we don't get anywhere else. So, like, let's give this thing a try. And, listen, I still think Meta is the king. They just have so much more data. I tweeted this the other day. Meta has $500 billion worth of historical ad spend under its belt. The platform's been around since, I think, 2007, 2008 when they first launched. So they have, so much time. They have 15 plus years, $500 billion in spend to develop this incredibly powerful algorithm and ad platform. It's going to take a lot for anybody else to truly compete with that. And TikTok, a few years ago didn't have any spend. So it's like, it's gotten way, way better. It's still amazing, but it's still got a long way to go to Meta. But anyway, so yeah, kind of bet on that horse and it worked out for us. It was probably the easiest thing to sell in a long time, selling TikTok ad services. than just about anything I've ever sold in my life.
Do you think you would have made the switch if you weren't banned?
Hey, Jason here. I hate to interrupt this episode. You're probably enjoying it so much right now. And thank you for paying attention to it and tuning into this episode. Look, the truth is, I really need a favor from you. We really want to keep getting this in the hands of more and more people. So if you could do me a favor and head on over and leave a 5-star review, leave us a review, leave us some comments, share it with friends, spread the love. It would mean the world to me. As well, continue the conversation with me on Instagram at Jason Portnoy. Follow along there. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
Honestly, like if I reflect on that, I don't think so. I think the impetus of getting banned and kind of forcing me to try to do something differently, because you get comfortable, right? Like when you're doing something for a while and this is what you do and you're good at it, you want to keep doing it because you're good at it. And that's the challenge, like any successful individual or any successful company, is once you get to the top of something, it becomes really hard to stay there because you're not looking behind you. Like when you're growing, you're looking ahead of you. That person's better than me. That company's bigger than me. You have a North Star to aim to get better and push yourself. Like there's motivation. Once you're number one, I'm not saying I was number one in Facebook ads, but like once you're like, you've achieved a lot of success, it's like, you get comfortable there. Like, okay, I know how to do this. People want it. I'm good at it. I'm going to keep doing it. There's no incentive to like go risk it. I'm going to try to learn this whole new platform over here and start from zero again. Like that's a lot of work with no sure thing. But when you're forced to do it, it's like, well, I got to figure something out. So I might as well try it.
No, I agree. I think you look at it, and I think you and I both speak to a ton of entrepreneurs. You could tell when they got comfortable.
Yep.
And that's a sure sign of like, bad things are about to happen when you get, when
I've
you
seen
get
it. Comfortable. Yeah. And I've seen it happen to friends. I've seen it happen to people that I know in the industry that I used to follow when I got started. There was a lot of people, especially in the Facebook ad world, that made a lot of money, did very, very well for a long time, and just aren't in the game anymore. They maybe hop to a few different markets. They hop to crypto, they hop to AI, they're hopping thing to thing now because they like lost relevance. They lost that
you mean the X former factor? Facebook expert that turned into a crypto expert that turns into an AI a ChatGPT prompt expert?
Yeah, it's and that's a weird one. I have like mixed feelings because I think it's a nuanced thing, right? Like doing new things, because even you and I, we just talked about like, hey, you were doing Facebook ads, now you're doing TikTok ads, and people ask that. It's like, well, you're going from thing to thing. I think that the difference.
No, you maybe added, I'm just, you added a service under your belt.
Yeah, so that's what I like to think, and maybe again I'm biased about it because I did it, but it's like if you are a marketer. And that's what you love, and that's what you're building a career on, then learning new things that make you a better marketer is inevitable, and you should be doing that. So even the AI, like you don't have to go all in there, but it's like, I'm going to incorporate this into what I know and learn it because I think it's valuable and it's going to help me be a better marketer, clients might get better results. Where it gets crazy is when you have people that's like, you got really good at this thing over here, and then you go to a totally different market category and try to use the same business model of like info, whatever, to then do info over here. And then you go over to this thing, info over here. And that's where it's like shiny object syndrome. And that just never turns out well.
Hey, everyone. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Thank you for your attention. And if you made it this far, you're clearly somebody who wants to take their business to the next level. You want to get better. And I understand that being an entrepreneur sometimes can feel like a little bit of a lonely journey, which is why being part of a thriving community of like-minded people is just so important. It was super helpful in my own development as well. And as is the ability to instantly get answers to the questions you may have in order to grow and scale your business. It's for that reason why I launched a consulting coaching program called the Market Domination Method. And guess what? If you're listening to this and you hear this, we're open for applications right now for new members to join. So to request an invitation or to book a free diagnostic call, call it a game plan call. I'll literally sit with you and demonstrate the value that we could bring to your business on that call. Let's jump on a call. We'll discuss ways you could possibly grow your business. Head on over to jportnoy.com, jportnoy.com. You'll find all the different ways you could work together. It's going to be the best business decision you'll make. So hope to speak soon. Head on over to jportnoy.com, book that free game plan call, and I look forward to talking to you soon.